ويرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ثم أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to our series for the interpretation of Surah Maryam, the Blessed Mary, peace be upon her. We started last time into the verse number 15, which is when Sayyidina Yahya, peace be upon him, mentioned that peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him on the day that he was born, on the day that he will die, and the day that Allah will resurrect him in the day of judgment. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. Today inshallah we will continue in the same chapter, but with another story, which is the story of Sayyidah Maryam Al-Azra, Virgin Mary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to imitate her and to stay firm in our religion as a blessed Mary, peace be upon her. This is a unique story. And this is, you know, the only woman was mentioned in the Quran by her specific name, Sayyidah Maryam. This is the only name or the feminine name was mentioned in the Quran related to Sayyidah Maryam. And she wasn't a prophet, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored her. And the angels talked to her directly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored her with the different types of fruits in different seasons of the year. When Sayyidina Yahya entered into her place and he found different kind of fruits, قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. He said, O Maryam, how come that you have these kind of fruits in the different seasons? قالت هو من عند الله. And this story was a purpose for Sayyidina Zakaria to request a boy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he saw the fruits, you know, in the place of Maryam, in different time, in different season, and it was a big encouragement for him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a child, even he wasn't able to have a child. And his wife wasn't able to have a child. But when he saw a miracle for Maryam alayhi salam, you know, it was a big encouragement for him to request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the angels talked to Maryam alayhi salam directly, and they told her that Allah chose her, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her more superior upon all the women of al-alamin. Inna Allah istafati wa tahharaki wa istafati ala nisa'i al-alamin. Like I mentioned, she wasn't a prophet. She was a regular person like you and me. But Allah honored her because she was very sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worshipping him, Almighty Allah. And this is what we need to learn. When we do something for the sake of Allah, we have to make sure that we will do it in a good way, that Allah, Almighty Allah, prevails for us to worship Him. And we might have the same ability to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any way of honoring. It's easy for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the story will start with the verse number 16, when Allah mentioned to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ, and mention, O Muhammad, in the book, you know, the story of Blessed Mary, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ, when she chose to go away from his own people. It, what that means, when you decide to go in the certain time to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, you don't like to have anyone to disturb you. This is what we have in last 10 days of Ramadan. We have a certain time called i'tikaf. I'tikaf means to lock yourself inside the masjid, you know, only to concentrate and to focus to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, even you are not allowed to have, you know, like a relationship with your spouse. Yeah, because you assign that time for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, to pray, to recite Quran, to make istighfar, to magnify Allah Azza wa Jal, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You assign that time, you know, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you might have any other time to say, I will prefer to stay at the masjid between Maghrib and Isha, you know, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. It's okay, it's Allah in our religion. But to assign a certain day every month or a certain month every year to lock yourself in some way or somehow, it's not in our religion. We have only the last 10 days of Ramadan. We are allowed to have i'tikaf inside the masjid, and this is only the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We might have some different groups. They will say, we're gonna go out, you know, for da'wah or to call, you know, convey the message of Allah. You know, our life is da'wah by itself. When we deal with the people, this is da'wah. When we trust people and trust people trusted us, this is the way of da'wah. When we avoid cheating or deceiving, this is the way how to convey the message of our religion to others. You know, when you pray, when you deal with the people with the kindness, when you deal with the people with the nice way, this is da'wah. We do not need to leave our life and our jobs and go for 3 days or 40 days, whatever the day, the time is. Just our life from A to Z, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sleep, when we eat, when we drink, when we work, when we have fun, when we pray, you know, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْ. Say, O Muhammad, my prayers and my sacrifices, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ, my entire life, وَمَمَاتِي, my death, all these belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not differentiate between our prayers and our business. Both of them are ibadah. When we do our work, when we do our business, it look like ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have a Muslim businessman and he will not deceive people, he will not cheat them, you know, he will be rewarded for the nice way that he is dealing with others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sense? This is when As-Sayyida Maryam chose to take herself away from her people. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِنْ تَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. She chose the east side of the place and she went over there just to concentrate in her ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this one she chose by herself. And we have another in Tabadat, it will come later on, that she was forced to do it when she got pregnant and she was afraid to go to her people with the different shape of her body, and she was forced to hide herself away from people because she was worried a lot when the people figure out that she is pregnant, how they will deal with her. But this one, she chose to do it, and this is your chance. You might choose to have maybe half hour every day. This is for, you know, my spiritual life. I will assign these minutes or these hours. It's up to you. This is for the sake of Allah. I will memorize Quran. I will make tasbih. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It's up to you. I will make takbir. I will make tahmid. Yeah. It's up to you to assign any certain time. Every day, every week, every time, every while, you know, it's open for you. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذٍ تَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. She created a certain condition for herself. She put the curtains, or she put the walls, whatever. What she did, just she created a good environment for herself to focus and to concentrate to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. She doesn't like anyone to disturb her or her ibadat for Allah Azza wa Jalla. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. She took herself away from them, and she put something as a barrier between herself and her people, because she doesn't like anyone to disturb or to, you know, bother her when she was worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla in that moment, because she make herself free for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. She was available 24/7. You know, we are busy. We are busy with our families, with our studies, with our jobs, with our, subhanAllah, with our desires sometimes. You know, we are busy. But if you really choose to make yourself available for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will have different taste of the obedience. You will feel it. You know, I'm available for you, O Allah. Command me, whatever, you know, I can do, I will jump to make it for the sake of you. This is what Sayyida Maryam did. And like I mentioned, she wasn't, you know, a prophet or a messenger. She was a ruler person like you and me. But she elevated herself in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. And this is why Allah mentioned her name, and why Allah mentioned her story for us to learn and to get the lessons from her story for ourselves. And in that moment, Allah sent down the angel to her. And we might receive angel in any time. You know, when we have Ramadan, especially the last 10 days of Ramadan, especially the odd nights of Ramadan, last 10 days, we have the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr. You know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us to purify our souls and our bodies and ourselves? You know, because the angels will go down. Allah will send them down to the earth. Tanazzalul malaikatu. It's not tanzilul malaika. Tanzil once. But tanazzalu, you know, group after group, like flocks after flocks, big number of angels in that night, and they will look at the people at their ibadat. They are doing ibadat at masajid, at houses, at any place, and they will be witnesses with them. And this is one. And also, Allah, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned, يَتَعَاقَبُ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. the engines will take a shift, will rotate during the day and during the night. During the days, which is Salat al-Asr. During the nights, which is Salat al-Fajr. You know, you have angels watching you, looking after you, be witnesses with you, and they will finish their job by Asr time. And we will have another group of angels will stay with us until Fajr prayer. You know, يَتَعَاقَبُ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. And some people might feel them, and some people do not have a chance to feel that. It depends on the level of spirituality that you have in your life. When you come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be able to feel something different than the people around you. And also in Salat al-Eid, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that when you go to Musalla, Sunnah, and to Salli fil Araq. Al Araq, which is an outside, an open area, not inside the masjid. Unless if we have excuse as rain or and weather condition, we can pray inside the masjid. But Eid prayer, the Sunnah, you have to go out for everybody to see you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directed us when we go to Musalla, and we have to come back from another direction. Why? What is the purpose of Rasulullah? And he said, because the angels will shake your hands. When the angels will be witness with you. And if you pass from this direction, you need to go in the other direction when you go back to your home, because a lot of angels will be witnesses with you. This is the point. Even we are regular people, we are not prophets or messengers, but we might have angels in our life to, and also when you go to your bed, when you have wudu ablution, when you say supplication, when you lay down on your side, right side, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down an angel to be, you know, to guard your body, to be like a bodyguard until you break your wudu. Subhanallah. Since you hold your ablution, you will hold your cleanliness, you will have the angel, you know, standing to guard your body until you break your wudu. SubhanAllah. And this is the sunnah. When you wake up during the night, sunnah to go to the bathroom and renew your wudu again, because you will have the angels to protect your body until you wake up at morning. You know, you cannot see bad dreams, you cannot, Satan will not threaten you during sleep, and this sleeping, this is the point. And just, I don't like to go deeper more than this, but just to give you an idea, we can use these verses for ourselves today. Even we are not the prophets or the messengers, but we can use the same method that Sayyida Maryam did. She used a unique way to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah responds back to her. And this is why Allah recorded this story in the Quran for people to recite until the Day of Judgment. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. Who's رُوحَنَا? Jibreel. We have the word of Ruh has different meaning. Ruh means Jibreel alayhi salam. Ruh means which is the spirit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, فَنَفَقْنَا فَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. And also, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. Ruh means Al-Qur'an. Al-Qur'an, yusamma Ruh. This is why Prophet Muhammad mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. If you are able to mention Allah's name, you will be as a live person. If the person is not able to mention Allah's names, he will be as a dead person. This is the Ruh. When you recite Quran, look like you will gain, you know, the Ruh of the Quran to revive yourself according to the teachings of Quran. فأرسلنا إليها روحنا which is جبريل عليه السلام فتمثل لها بشرا سويا. He came to her in the shape of a human being as a beautiful man. And suddenly she was worshipping Allah. Suddenly she looked up, she saw Gabriel alayhi salam, but in the shape of a human being. And the first word she talked to him, A'udhu bir Rahman mink. Like when you see some bad image and say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan. We have to lower our gaze right away. You remember the story for the student when the Sheikh was talking about, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the first look, it will be for you. But the second time when you look at the woman, it will be against you. And the student, he went with the Sheikh to the market after the lecture. And the Sheikh noticed that the student was looking at the woman and she was following her for a long time and said, what's going on? He said, Sheikh, he taught us, when you look at the woman, the first time will be forgiven. It will be for yourself, for you. But the second time, if you repeat it and go away again to look at the woman, it will be against you. It will count as a sin. And I don't like to lose the first one. I'm walking, following her because, you know, he thought he will stay in the first lock. But it's not. You know, it's according to your intention. When you look at the sister or at the woman, why? The first one, suddenly when you look at her, Alhamdulillah, khalas. You know, try to lower your gaze and change your mind, because if you follow the footsteps of Satan, for sure, there is no goodness comes from Satan. Don't think, you know, subhanAllah, you are like some young men used to say, you know, I'm looking at her لنتفكر في مخلوقات الله سبحان الله. You know, I'm looking at her because she is a beautiful example that Allah created. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And you can look at the trees outside while you look at the woman. You can look at the sun and the moon and the sky. You see what I mean? This is the footsteps of Shaytan. And Allah told us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of Satan, of Shaytan. Why? Because Satan will not command us to do good deeds in our life. Never, ever. When she looked at Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the first word comes out of her mouth. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكِ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. She said, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. She chose the attribute of Allah. You know, you remember when we start the introduction for the surah? Ar-Rahman, again here. Ar-Rahman, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. And this is the most difficult moment for the believer woman. Why? When somebody try to attack her or try to do bad actions with her, you know, it's a difficult. I know in the our environment here, it might look different than what we were learned back home. You know, one scholar, he went to Australia and he gave the lecture, and there is a young man, you know, he accepted Islam, but he would love to stay with his girlfriend. And the sheikh, the scholar, when he heard about the story, and he told them, the administration of the masjid, bring that man and I will talk with him. I would love to have a conversation with him. And the sheikh, he said, you know, I will mention when the young man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him permission for adultery. and the companions were mad. Sayyidina Umar told Sayyidina Rasulullah, give me permission, I will cut his neck, I will cut his head. How come that he, you know, talked in front of Rasulullah in very bad way like this? And the Nabi told Sayyidina Umar and the companions, leave him alone. And he kindly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talked to the young man. And he said, do you wish somebody will commit adultery with your mom? He said, no, of course no. It's okay. And people don't like anyone to commit adultery with their moms. Do you wish somebody will commit adultery with your sister? He said, no, of course no. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said, He resolved the problem in very nice and kind way. And just sometime, especially for young men and women, they did not really look at the situation from all the subhanAllah, from all the sides. They look from the one side that they have, from the corner that they look at it only. But they don't know, you know, the harmful of the action that they wish to convey. Anyway, in the end, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his head on his chest and he did supplication for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove away any bad thoughts in his mind or in his chest. And that young man, he said, I never ever felt that I wish to have this bad action anymore for the entire life. And the sheikh who went to to give the lecture, and he told the people, just bring this new Muslim and I will talk to him. I try to give you an idea that sometime the basic foundations that people have might be different for the next generations. And when he talked to him, oh brother, why you really wish to commit adultery with your girlfriend? He said, because I love to do that. And the sheikh, he tried to use the same method that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used with the young man. And he told him, you know, do you like somebody to commit adultery with your mom? And he said, why not? If they agree together, well, what's the problem with that? You see, now there is no more discussion. Because his mentality, that his mom can commit adultery with anyone if they agree together. Do you understand or not? Guys, you understand? Now there is no way to make him agree with you about this is major sin or this is not allowed in our religion, this is forbidden in our, yeah. And the sheikh, he said, I give up. There is no way, because he already agreed for somebody to commit adultery, to make zina with his mom. It's over. Yeah. You see what I mean? We might have the same situation today. When you talk to somebody and he said, why not? You know, to have fun, subhanAllah. Now you cannot, like Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he was talking with al-Namrud, when he said, Allah is the one will give life and will cause death. And al-Namrud, what did he say? He said, قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. I can give life and I can cause death for other people. And he has two people in the presence. And he said, we're gonna release one, where I give him life, and we're gonna, you know, judge another one to death. And Sayyidina Ibrahim, he changed the whole subject. He said, Allah, bring the sun from east side. Could you bring the sun from west side? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. He didn't know how to answer Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's it, he gave up. And this is why I mentioned the situation, because when you try to tell somebody, you know, adultery is forbidden, is major sin, is haram, is forbidden, you know, you might find some people will say, what's wrong with that? It's okay. We we can have fun, and even they are Muslims, and they will say, we're gonna make tawbah in the end, inshallah. We're gonna repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is not guaranteed. Make sure when you do something bad, to hurry up and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't delay your repentance, because you do not know how long it will take to get, to be accepted in Allah's sight for your repentance. And Sayyidah Maryam, when she told Sayyidina Jibreel, she didn't know that he's an angel, and she looked at him as a beautiful human being, and she said, "A'udhu bil-Rahmani mink, in kunta taqiyya." If you are pious, you will not harm me. If you are righteous, you will not attack me. Subhanallah, she was smart. And when the sister has a bad situation and she tried to protect herself, she tried to remind the person in front of her with the nice description. Yeah, fear Allah. You are good. We always heard about you that you are pious. You are, he will be shy. And as Sayyidah Maryam tried to choose the, tried to use this way to help him out to realize that what he will do, it's not allowed in her religion. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge in Allah, the most significant or the most merciful, if you are pious. Because if he's not pious, he will not care about Ar-Rahman. He will not care about Allah. He will not care about the religion. You know, he would love to do whatever he has in his mind. That's it. And even when you see some people try to commit adultery, if the woman try to beg him, please leave me alone, don't really cross the limit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for you, he doesn't care. Subhanallah, he wants to feed his desires only. Haram, halal, it doesn't matter. And this is the bad situation. Now, when Sayyidina Jibreel looked at her, that for the last moment she tried to protect herself, and you know, she tried to protect her honor, عرضها وعرض عائلتها. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك. Don't worry, I am the messenger of your Lord. And he did not say the messenger of Allah, but say your Lord, ربك. Why? You know, just to help her to calm down. No, no harm at all. I will not come to harm you. I will not come to make trouble for you, O Maryam. I came by Allah's command to give you a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. Subhanallah. When you see the word, the feminine word, will have kasra. This is in Arabic language. And the kalima al-mudhakkara has fatha. When you say rabbik, الرجال لهم الفتحة والنساء لهن الكسرة. Subhanallah. من التستر والحشمة. You know, subhanallah, to cover yourself as much as you can. And like the word of Malak, which is an angel, طيب, the king, اسمه إيه بالعربي؟
ملك.
Say again. Malik, with the kasra. Did you notice something different? Malak and Malik, what is the difference?
Kasra and Fatha.
Kasra, you know, because Malik lives on earth, down. An angel lives in heavens, up. And it's easy to differentiate between Malak, an angel, and Malik, the king. You know, how to read it by, without even short vowels. You do not need to have short vowels, because when the sentence talked about something on earth, you have to say Malik. When the sentence talked about something in heaven, you have to say Malak. Make sense? And this is the same idea. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّي بِكِ بِكِ for feminine word. رَبِّكِ. لكن المذكر لما كان يتكلم لسيدنا زكريا قال كذلك قال ربك ربك هو علي هين. سيدنا جبريل gave her glad tidings, don't worry, O Maryam, and I am the messenger of your Lord, and I will give you glad tidings for a beautiful son. لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. And when Sayyidina Jibreel told her that I am the messenger of your Lord, she took her breath. She felt, Ya Alhamdulillah, you are a pious, you are an angel. Yes, it's good. But when he completed the sentence, the other sentence, to grant you, to give you a beautiful child, yeah, she returned back in the same difficult situation again. How come that I will have a boy and I'm not married? I have no husband and I'm still virgin. And this is, you know, you can see. قالت أن يكون لي. How come that I will have a child? ولم يمسسني بشر. No one touched me. المس هنا يعني الزواج. Or the sexual action. She's not married, and even she's not willing to commit adultery, because when the angel came in the shape of a man, she started right away, I seek refuge in Allah. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. But now she trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because she knows about Allah, because she used to receive the fruits like I mentioned in the beginning, and she heard the announcement from the angels to herself. يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك واصطفاك على نساء العالمين. يا مريم اقنتي لربك واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين. And she heard their voices and she knows about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now it's a very difficult situation, because she knows her people also. If she become pregnant, and she will go to them, and how come? And this is what happened exactly. What she expected exactly happened to her. And she respond back to Sayyidina Jibreel, قالت أن يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكو بغية. I'm not a bad woman just to commit adultery with the people. البغي وهي المرأة التي تمتهن الزنا. This is her job. You might go online and you might have a lot of websites for those ladies. Subhanallah. They used to have the red flags in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you look at the house has a red flag, yeah, if you'd like to commit adultery, you can enter into this house. We have the similar business today. Yeah, if the person did research online for any bad website, that's the same red flag. You might have whatever people looking for. I'm not assuming that you're doing that, because this is very bad. Even sometime when the Satan tried to, you know, make a big temptation for you, just wake up. and remember that Allah is seeing you. And the sight that Allah gave you, you know, instead to be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla to look at the Quran or to look at the useful stuff, and you're gonna abuse your sight and look at the ma'asiyah. You know, can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the sight out or took your, you know, to make you blind? And that moment the person will realize how it was really very rude way to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He gave us any ni'mah or any favor and we abuse it in different, like when He gave us the money. If you are not able to spend your money in halal way, please do not spend your money in haram way. Because it's easy for Allah to make you poor, to make you in need. When He granted you the money, when He gave you the money, and you're gonna go to disobey Allah by the money that He gave you, subhanAllah, it's very bad condition. When you have the health and in a state, you have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the body that He gave you. You are able to stand during the night and pray. You are able to mention Allah's name by your tongue. You are able to look at the Quran and recite Quran. You know, even if you are not able to make it, it might be forgiven for you. But if the person, you know, left all this condition and he went to the opposite side to say, "Oh Allah, you give me the money, I will call the lady and I will give her the money, I will commit adultery with her. You know, you give me the money, I will order pizza with the pork and I would like to try it. You know, what's wrong? SubhanAllah. You give me the money, I will go on a trip and somewhere else, instead to go to Mecca and make Umrah or Hajj or go to Palestine to pray in the Masjid al-Aqsa. No, I will go on a trip and, you know, have fun." SubhanAllah. We might have people, they are thinking it this way. Can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give you the money from the beginning? How are you going to handle it? How are you going to live your life in normal way? Because sometimes we really did not realize, you know, that the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And as Sayyidah Maryam alayhi salam, she returned back to Sayyidina Jibreel and said, you know, how come that I will have a child and nobody touched me? I'm not married. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. And no, I'm not the bad woman like the people, they put their flags or red flags on their houses or on their websites. And Sayyidina Jibreel returned back again to her. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. You remember when we stopped in Sayyidina Zakaria story? Now Sayyidina Jibreel, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. You know, we know that you are not married, that you are not bad woman, you did not commit adultery. Yeah, we understand all these situations. But Allah says, you will have a child. And this is the relation between the story of Sayyidina Zakaria and the story of Sayyidina Maryam. What happened with the Sayyidina Zakaria? Even he wasn't able to have a child, his wife wasn't able to have a child, but Allah granted them a child, Yahya alayhi salam. And now, as Sayyidah Maryam, she is not married, she has no husband, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for her to have a child. That's it. And this is the relationship between Sayyidina Yahya and Sayyidina Isa. Peace be upon them. Yahya alayhi salam came from, you know, a father and mother, but with the normal way, they will not have a child. Never, ever. Because he was very old, and she wasn't able to have pregnancy. And as Sayyida Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Jibreel alayhi salam to tell her, you will have a child. And to make it easy for her, Jibreel alayhi salam says, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّمْ. It's very easy for me. And to give her another glad tidings, he will be as a mercy for mankind. And he will be as a miracle, as a sign for mankind. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً. And this is also, it came from the attribute of Allah, and the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Rahman. Sayyidina Isa, he was a mercy for mankind, as our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. For Sayyidina Isa, he was a Rahman, Rahman. But Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the main purpose for his prophethood to be a mercy for mankind. وما أرسلناك, Allah استخدم الحصر, آلة الحصر هنا. وما أرسلناك إلا, we did not send to you, O Muhammad, except to be as a mercy for mankind. Somebody will say, how Prophet Muhammad will be a mercy for disbelievers? Answer. You know, when you say for believers, yeah, it might make sense. He's a mercy. He's a merciful for believers. But how he will be a merciful for disbelievers? Because Allah says, Rahmatan lil alameen. All the world. How? Do you have answer? Sisters? Brothers? How Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Yep.
He's sent with the Quran and the correct path to show everyone how to reach Allah.
But not everyone will follow him. How he will be as a merciful for all mankind. It's a good answer, by the way. It's a good answer. But not everybody will follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's path. It's good, good answer. Yeah. What else? How Prophet Muhammad will be as a merciful for all mankind. When you say for believers, yeah, makes sense. Because he will save them from hellfire. He will help them out. He will intercede for them to enter into paradise. Makes sense. Logically, makes sense. But how? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rahmatan lil alameen. The believers and disbelievers. Yes, go.
Is it concerning the day of judgment when he will intercede for everyone?
It might be good, yeah, it's a good answer, mashallah, yes. Yeah. Because he will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give permission for the day of judgment to start after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the prophets will ask Allah, and Allah will not accept from them. And Sayyidina Adam will go, will say, go to Prophet Nuh. And Nuh alayhi salam will go to Musa alayhi salam, go to Ibrahim, go to Isa. And all of them will transfer the request to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam will ask Allah, and Allah will give permission to start the day of judgment. And this is good point too. But the main purpose, you know, when we read in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will not punish them as long as you will stay amongst them, O Muhammad. And the companions, they understood that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he will die. And how they will deal with the situation after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. And they went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, O Rasulullah, we knew that you will die. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. And how we will deal with the situation? Is it Allah that Allah will punish us after you die? And Allah revealed the other half of the verse. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And the scholars mention, if we have a single person for the entire world making istighfar, he or she will save the entire world from receiving the general punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لو عندنا شخص واحد يستغفر الله سبحانه وتعالى يمنع نزول العذاب العام على الناس جميعا. طب الشخص ده من أمة مين؟ من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فببركة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وببركة أتباع محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام لو استغفر أحدهم لمنع نزول العذاب على الناس كافة إلى يوم القيامة. فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة للعالمين ولا مش رحمة للعالمين؟ ما هي لو كثرت المعاصي الله عز وجل يعني الأرض نفسها تغضب وتغار وتنتفض من المعصية التي ترتكب عليها. يعني هذا أمر طبيعي. فلما الواحد يستغفر حتى لو كان شخص واحد في المليار مسلم يستغفر واحد بس يمنع نزول العذاب. If somebody asks Allah for forgiveness, and it will be a good purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to punish all mankind once. And the one who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness is the follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Prophet Muhammad is a merciful for all mankind. And this is the point. But for Sayyidina Isa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَا لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. رحمة. لكن البعثة بتاعته not as a merciful for all mankind. He was the merciful for the people that they lived with him, with Sayyidina Isa in his time. That's it. وَكَانَ كُلُّ رَسُولٍ يُبْعَثُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةٍ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةٍ. For every single prophet, Allah sent him down. Allah sent him for his own people, for his own time. That's it. When the prophet passed away, خلاص, his message ended up. Except to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passed away 1400 years ago. We're still following his teachings and his direction sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وكان أمر مقضية. It's done. There is no discussion. It's out of discussion. And Maryam عليه السلام, she understood. When Allah decides something, she's not able even to ask why. It's done. When Jibreel عليه السلام told her, this is what Allah chose for you, and it's done. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's happened already. And when you look at the verse after that, فَحَمَلَتُهُ, there is no time. Because الفاق في اللغة العربية تفيد الترتيب والتعقيب right away. After, you know, when you say دخل محمد فعلي, look like they enter right away after each other. But when you say دخل محمد ثم علي, you know, Muhammad entered first and Ali entered after, but it might be after 5 minutes, after 1 hour, after 2 hours. It might take time. But here Allah says, فَحَمَلَتْهُ, right away, she become pregnant. فَانْتَبَذَتْ طيب, هنأخذ بس الحتة دي. فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا. You remember when we were talking in the first verse today, verse number 16. واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا. She chose to go away from her people, but this time she was forced because the condition, it's an abnormal condition. How come that she were staying alone away from her people, and now she will go back to them with that a child in her womb. How come? And she forced herself to stay away from people to figure out how she will handle this. Even she knows that Allah will save her, Allah will take care of her situation. But as a human, you know, we worry a lot, especially when the person really cares about his reputation or her honor, you know, it might really bother her a lot. And Sayyidah Maryam, when she became pregnant, فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ, she took herself away. But this time, she wasn't forced by to stay away while her pregnancy. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاطُ. Look like that the time, you know, it's not counted here because it's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَأَجَاءَهَا. How long? Her pregnancy remained. Allah knows. And this is what Madhab Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, just to realize that when you have some questions or weird questions in your life, really you don't need to pay attention for these questions, because Madhab Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah used to say, هذا علم الجهل به لا يضر والعلم به لا ينفع. This is a knowledge. When you learn this knowledge, you will not increase your level of iman. And when you lose this knowledge, you will not lose your iman. You know, just like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. Who talked to her? Is Allah talk to her, or Jibreel alayhi salam, or Isa alayhi salam? You might find that people really have a big discussion and big argument. No, Allah talk to her. No, Jibreel alayhi salam talk to her. No. Isa alayhi salam talk to her. What is the benefit for us if we figure out Allah or Jibreel or Isa alayhi salam talk to Maryam alayhi salam? Nothing. And this is, you know, the similarity for the questions. العلم به لا ينفع والجهل به لا يضر. If we learn about this knowledge, it will not benefit us. If we do not learn about this knowledge, it will not harm us. You get it? And when you see some people, they have a discussion about a certain type of knowledge, you learned that it will not increase your iman. That's it. Just quit. And this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "من ترك المراء أنا زعيم بيت في قصر الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا." I will be guaranteed for a house in the mid of paradise for the person who doesn't like to get into the level for argument with others. Even you have 100% right, and you find the other person really argue a lot with you, just say, "Oh brother, I don't like to go in deep discussion in this topic. You know, it's okay, you're right. I just quit." Because al-mira la ya'ti bi-khayr. You know, argument will not bring goodness at all. You have to know that. Even if you really know 100% that you have the right answer, but the other person really argue a lot, just quit. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتْ. You know, this is the human being's feeling. Now the time for her labor. She is ready to deliver her baby. And she was worried a lot. Not because the people will figure out that she has a boy from adultery, but You know, who gonna help her to deliver her baby? She's alone. And who gonna provide her with the food and the drink and taking care of the baby? And nobody there. And this is, you know, like as human beings, we worry a lot, especially for some unseen stuff. We don't know what will happen after a few minutes. If you go somewhere by yourself and it's dark, you might really feel that you are scared. And this is what happened to a Sayyida Maryam alayhi salam, and she wished, قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا. I wish if I died before this moment. And we come back again for, you know, the sisters that she really would like to protect her reputation and her family honor. She wish if she died before something happened like this, if somebody really forced her or attacked her, she will wish that, I wish if I died before that moment. This is what Sayyida Maryam, she gave us a very good example for, you know, the good woman, that she fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she cares about her reputation and her family's reputation. قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. And people will forget me if I died in that moment before the moment that I have, people will forget me and that's it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her another glad tidings. فناداها من تحتها. من تحتها, this is the direction. من الجهة. But another qira'ah, man, the one who is underneath her, which is Isa alayhi salam. فناداها من تحتها. اللي هو سيدنا عيسى called her out. He was a child, but his miracle to speak in the childhood. This is his miracle. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him out to speak, and this is the point. When Allah says من تحتها, it could be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the voice came from underneath her, or it could be Jibreel alayhi salam, or it could be Isa alayhi salam. When we have من, it will include the three of them. Allah, Almighty Allah, Jibreel, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam. But when you say man tahtaha, only related to Isa alayhi salam, because he was underneath his mom, Maryam alayhi salam. Allah tahzan, please don't have sadness, don't be sad, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared everything for you. Allah tahzani, قد جعل ربك تحتك سرية. سرية, which is the main purpose for enjoyment. تسري, you know, تسري عن نفسك, to help yourself to remove sadness away from your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the last one, we're going to stop here because the time subhanAllah passed. وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة. هزي إليك بجذع النخلة. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded her to shake the trunk of the palm tree. If you told a strong man, the one who has a strong muscles, could you shake the trunk of palm tree? If he climbed up, he can shake it from the top. Make sense? But to tell him, shake from jidh'in nakhla, he will not be able to make it. And this is the strong man. How about woman? It's more weak, or she has more weakness than the man. How about the woman in the time of her labor, or the time that she will deliver her baby? More weakness. But why Allah commanded her to shake not the palm tree, but the trunk of palm tree? Why? Al-Akhdh bin Asbab, to follow the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us. She will not be able to shake the palm tree, but she must follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's more than enough. When Allah commanded us to do something and we tried to do it, but we did not have result, that's it. You did what Allah commanded you. Because if we are looking for the result of our actions, no one will be able to do something for his religion or irreligion. You know, for example, if we look at the companions that they passed in early time of Islam, they never thought that the Islam will spread everywhere and the Islam will establish a new state and will have subhanAllah, this is the way. As Sayyidah Sumayya, first martyr in Islam, awwal shahida fi Islam, she never thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for them and they will practice their religion in Islam style. She never thought that. And she passed away. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Muslims and Allah granted them the victories, and Islam spread everywhere after that. The companions, and this is why all the companions that Allah gave them glad tidings for paradise, all of them immigrants. No one from Al-Ansar, no one from the helpers of Rasulullah. Why? The 10 people that Allah, Prophet Muhammad gave them glad tidings that they will be amongst the people of paradise, all of them from Al-Muhajireen, because they really received a lot of hardship time in their life in the beginning of Islam. And this is what we need to learn, just to follow the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Now you have your exam, and do not say, inshallah I will sit at the masjid making zikr and istighfar and pray, and I will go to the exam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire me to answer correctly for the exam. No. You know, which is great to sit at the masjid and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you have to study and you have to memorize, you have to follow the means, the asbab. This is why Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, when he suggested the king of Egypt to keep the clusters, or to keep the wheat inside its shape for 7 years. Why? Because there is no insects will harm the wheat. You know, فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ, keep it in its shape or in its clusters. This is also an أَخْذِ بِالْأَسْبَابِ, to follow the means. Don't make tawakul. Tawakul means to say, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. But no, Allah will not help us unless if we did the same means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina in Hijra time. He did for journey night, for Isra wal Mi'raj. But for Hijra, he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow the means, to tattabi' al-asbab. And he went from Mecca, he went south down there, and he stayed 3 days, and he hired the the guidance person to guide them, and he prepared the two camels, and all these means for us to learn. And this is what we will stop here, inshallah, for the verse number 25, and we will continue the rest of the story of Sayyida Maryam for next week, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I took more time.